Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, more on the unsung hero for this Brave squad. They're in Houston, guys, to take on the Astros. Should be a very fun series. We'll talk more about that coming up with Grant McCauley in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, more about our Falcons. 10 days until the NFL draft, and we are officially counting down. We will be broadcasting live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Thursday the 25th. That's the first night of the draft. And, of course, Friday we'll be at Flowery Branch at Ticketmaster Studios. The Ticketmaster Studios doing the show up there, talking to Mike who that 8th overall pick is. We assume, again, nothing changes. If it does draft night, obviously, we're going to be all over it. But at number 8, we'll be talking to whoever that's going to be.
Right. And I know that the crowd reaction is always just, I know it was kind of like a lukewarm reaction for Drake London. Remember the year he got drafted, went with best athlete available. You all kind of gave the foreshadowing that it was going to be Bijan this last year.
Yeah.
Pitts was kind of like, we made the case for everybody, from Justin Fields to Penei Sewell, and eventually they went with Pitts.
Yeah. I had a cigar in my mouth. I think we were at home, weren't we, for that draft?
Yep.
Weren't we at home?
Right.
And I said, the hay's in the barn, or this is going to be Pitts. They picked the best athlete. As I said, and we're going to get to our buddy Connor Riley here in a second, but I think as we get closer next week, I am going to, you know, dive in, Mike, and tell you who I think it's going to be. And by the way, Mike's point is right. At this point, it could be anybody. And I don't think Raheem, even with the interview he did with our buddy Steve Weish, is giving anybody any reason to believe that they are headed in one direction. More on this coming up. Right now, let's get to the dog.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Connor Riley, hope you had a great weekend. I want to start with your impressions of what you got out of G-Day. Defense, rushing the passer. How good the offense looked. I'm not sure where you thought they looked really good, but I even got people hitting me up over the weekend and said, Beck threw two picks. I said, guys, it's a spring game. Relax. Are you concerned about that?
No, I think for quarterbacks in particular, G-Day is very difficult just because they want to see what you can do. They're going to ask you to make more difficult throws. Carson Beck threw the ball 46 times on Saturday. He's not going to do that in a single game this year for Georgia. And so I don't take a ton from Carson's GA there. You saw him make some nice throws. You saw him make some arm talent. The interception that he had to C.J. Allen was also, you know, that can happen sometimes where he's a little overconfident. But from a quarterback, in my opinion, that's not the worst thing in the world. I think what really stood out to me was the play of these wide receivers. You saw Dominic Glover making a big catch there at the end. Colby Young going up and doing exactly what everyone thought he came to Georgia to do. His three catches, two of which were on third down, both were conversions, and then a touchdown catch. You get that kind of production out of those wide receivers this year, I think this Georgia offense could very well be the best in the country with what they have at the quarterback position. It's sort of a funhouse mirrors look at this Georgia team right now, given what we saw on G-Day and the format of it and what Kirby Smart wants to see. But I think he came away very impressed with what he has seen out of this wide receiver group, which was the case all spring as well. And so I think it's really nice to see that backed up on G-Day.
So basically, nobody got hurt. Defense looked good. Yep. So that's basically all you're looking for, right?
Exactly. I thought the defense played really fast. You saw some of that back-end athleticism there, and it's worth pointing out, Malachi Starks didn't play, Smile Munden didn't play. Those are probably two of your more impactful players. Michael Williams had the exact type of spring game I think you want him to have with an interception.
Oh, man, Connor just dropped out. Yeah, you dropped out. Finish that thought, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so Michael Williams having a really strong G-Day, I think if you're looking for something from this Georgia defense in terms of, hey, this is the one thing we maybe need to see, with no Malachi Starks, with no Smile Munden, to get that from Michael Williams I think is very encouraging heading into the season because they're going to need him to have a big year if this defense is going to look like what it has had in the past.
Let's talk about the wide receiving core. You said you thought that we should feel pretty good. Dog fans should feel pretty good about it. I think Dominic Lovett had a big Saturday, didn't he?
He did. Seven catches for 104 yards and a touchdown. Did a lot of great work at the end of that game there. But it's not just Lovett and what you saw from him. I think Colby Young, obviously impressed. Ra-Ra Thomas had a nice catch there at the end where Carson Beck threw a perfect ball to him. Arian Smith didn't have a huge day, but I think Georgia's okay with that. He had a very strong spring. And you know, from a speed standpoint, you know what he is there. But even some of the younger guys, Anthony Evans really impressed working with the second team. Freshman Kobe White had a nice touchdown grab. I think that this is a group that had a lot of questions in recent years, especially with how reliant Georgia has been on Brock Bowers. But with Bowers now moving on, no Ladd McConkey, there were some questions this group had to answer. And I think to their credit, they actually went out there and did that on Saturday.
It is our man Connor Riley, guys. Take Connor Riley on Twitter. Keep up with Dog Nation. I read some of the reviews. They made it sound like ETN was the third most impressive of the running backs on G-Day. You buy that?
Yes and no. Now, one of those running backs, Andrew Ball, has already announced that he's entering the transfer portal, so I wouldn't put a whole lot of that. I think when you factor in Trevor Etienne's arrest, you know, Georgia doesn't want to show him too much. It'll punish him in some way, some format. That's why I think Roderick Robinson got the start for Georgia. I saw what I needed to see out of Trevor Etienne. He's got a different gear in terms of top-end speed than anyone else in that running back room. I thought he looked good and natural catching the ball out of the backfield, something Georgia really didn't have a season ago there. You know, he's not going to go out there and look like Todd Gurley in 2014 or Nick Chubb in 2017, but he's a guy who brings a lot of different things to the table from a running back skill set standpoint. And so while he didn't have the biggest game on Saturday, I think he's someone who, in the event that he does end up playing in that game against Clemson, is someone who can have a very big impact for Georgia.
What grade would you give the offensive line overall?
I gave him a B+. I thought part of it is, you know, they just don't run the ball a whole lot in G-Day. You know, as Mike mentioned, you want to get out of there without avoiding injuries. You don't want to hurt anyone. And so from that standpoint, it's tough to judge how well the offensive line run blocked. But I think from a pass blocking standpoint, that first team offensive line did a really strong job. I think they've been the best pass blocking line in the country the last three seasons. And even though you got to replace Amarius Mims and you got to replace Cedric Van Praan, they're so deep at that position. I think even in the event they do have injuries this year, they're going to be really well set up to have, again, one of the best offensive lines in the country.
So the corners, I know we've talked a lot about the line. It seems like the defensive pieces are a little more – is there more veterans other than Carson Beck on the offense? Is there more leadership on the defensive side of the ball this year?
Yeah, I think when they get into the fall and you have Malachi Starks out there on a down-by-down basis, you have Smile Munden who's entering his fourth year in the program there. You know, Jalen Walker is an inside linebacker who was Georgia's leading pass rusher a season ago. He's a junior there. It's a little bit more of like bit pieces, whereas on the offensive side of the ball, you have Carson Beck, who's well-established, Tate Ratledge, similarly. It's guys who haven't blossomed into that fully big role, but it's a defense that is a proud group, and they know what the standard is at Georgia. And I think they'd be all the first to tell you that they didn't necessarily play up to it last season. So that in the season against Clemson, they have a chance to make a statement. And you think back to that 2021 team, we knew in that game right there that the Georgia defense was going to be special. And I think this group knows that they can potentially go out and do something similar by making a statement in that opener.
Who's the best defensive player on this team right now? Hands down.
I would say it's Malachi Starks. He's an All-American level player. I think he's the best safety in the country.
Okay.
You know, had a shoulder surgery. And see him on G-Day, but I think this guy is a real one-of-one athlete and could be a real impact player for Georgia. If I had to give maybe a second best there, you know, I'll drink the G-Day Kool-Aid. I think Michael will have a really, really big. big season for Georgia. And I think that if you're a Georgia fan who's looking for this defense to get back to where it used to be, you need to see that defensive line make some plays there. Now, he's going to play a little bit of outside linebacker, but I think Mykel Williams, if he's able to replicate what he did on Saturday throughout the season, he's going to be a very, very disruptive player that everybody in the country knows.
All right, Connor, you mentioned that Andrew Paul is going to transfer out. Are they going to pilfer somebody in the transfer portal and somebody come in to Athens?
I think they're going to try and find a quarterback that can go in and knows that he's not maybe going to compete for the starting job this season, but could potentially do so in 2025, rather. Kirby Smart has said they want to get to four quarterbacks. I believe him in that regard. We already saw him take a quarterback out of the transfer portal in Jaden Maeva before he flipped to UNLV. I think the other position that's worth watching if you're Georgia, does an impactful defensive lineman come in there? We talked earlier about just that position and how it has looked. It's been very scrutinized this spring. If there's a really good player that Georgia feels can help them there, they will absolutely target that position. But from the way Georgia recruits and stacks their roster, you know, Andrew Paul has already entered the transfer portal. They're going to have three or four more guys have to enter the transfer portal just to get their roster to an 85-man scholarship limit.
Nazir Stackhouse, is he going to be enough in the middle?
I think with the depth that they have on the defensive line, it's better this year. You saw Gabe Harris make some nice plays on Saturday. Warren Brinson is another veteran in his back as well. They signed five defensive linemen in this 2024 recruiting class. Joseph Joyner, John Yardy had a sack. Xavier McLeod, a transfer from South Carolina, he had two sacks on Saturday. So they're not going to ask Nazir Stackhouse to do as much this coming season, but I think that's actually a good thing. The big stat from last year, Nazir Stackhouse played more snaps in 12 games going into the SEC championship game against Alabama than Jordan Davis played in 15 in the 2021 season. So they're going to want to keep him fresh. That way he can be more impactful on a down-by-down basis. I believe he's going to do that this season. And the biggest reason why is just they have more bodies on the defensive line than they did a season ago.
All right, we were talking about this last week. Just get your take on this. Could you see a situation where it's just a one-game suspension for ETN to start the year and it would be the Clemson game?
I could see that. I could see, you know, Trevor potentially pleading down because he did not take a breathalyzer test, and thus, you know, they don't formally suspend him for DUI, which is what he was arrested for. You know, I could even see them sitting him out, you know, the Tennessee Tech game the next week as a way to, you know, punish him, quote unquote, there. Similar, I believe, to Devontae Wyatt a few years ago. So, you know, right now, we'll see what they end up doing with Trevor Etienne. If he plays, if he doesn't, remember, Ra-Ra Thomas was arrested last offseason, ends up pleading down, and he's end up able to play in the opener there. So I don't, you know, and this isn't a whether they should or they shouldn't. I don't know yet if they're going to suspend him, but I wouldn't be surprised if Trevor Etienne actually does, in fact, end up playing against Clemson to open the season.
What now, Connor? We're talking with Connor Riley from Dog Nation because Kirby was talking about what happens after G-Day. What happens after G-Day?
Yeah, it's a big chance to continue to, I think, reshape your bodies, continue lifting. You know, we came out of, you know, we got a chance to watch practice here in the month of March and April, and you see guys like Eamon Wilson, sophomore edge rusher, is a little bit bigger. Dylan Bell, Ra-Ra Thomas are just more filled out. They're going to continue to do that, especially looking at young guys on this roster. I know K.J. Bolden is a guy I'm really interested in seeing how he continues to develop these next couple of months, because I do think he can help Georgia at safety this coming season. He's just got to continue to get bigger. And he's already made, I think, a big leap from where he was as a high school senior at Buford last year to a freshman in college right now. So Kirby mentioned the bottom of the roster, getting to a place where they could potentially be on the top half of the roster. Weight training, getting faster, getting stronger is all the name of the game for Georgia in these next couple of months before they gear up the opener against Clemson.
All right, big guys. So as we said earlier in the show, just keep everybody, keep it under 55, and keep it keep everybody out of the hooskow, and then we'll see you back in August ready to play some football, right?
Yes. Let's stay out of trouble. Let's keep our head down and just continue to hit the weights and not hit the gas pedal too hard.
Right on.
Good stuff. Connor Riley, appreciate you, man. Good coverage on G-Day, and go check him out at Dog Nation and also on social media. Thanks, my man.
Yeah, as always, it's a pleasure.
Good stuff. All right. We got a chance to hear from Raheem Morris, who sat down with our good buddy from NFL Network, Steve Wyche. We're going to let you hear what Raheem had to say as we get closer and closer to the draft, and also his thoughts about Kyle Pitts coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris asked an interesting question earlier today, and yeah, man, no man. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And he said, what if the big offensive tackle Joe Alt is there, and what if edge rusher Dallas Turner is there at 8. Who are you taking? And that was based on a comment from Brian Baldinger, who was talking about Joe Alt being a really good player, but he's just going to be solid, not necessarily a game changer when you talk about your left tackle. And Mike, listen, I'd love to say that the Falcons feel like they're going to get the best player, but this is why I always say it's crap when teams say we're best. You know, our draft needs our needs. Mm-hmm. Needs versus who you think can really help your team and how you want to use them are two different things. It's why if they went corner with DeGene, from the kid from Iowa, again, I said this, I would not have any issues with them drafting a corner. Guys, you can never have enough of these guys, especially cover corners in today's day and age in this league. But depending on how you want to structure your defense, and this is gets back to what is the real philosophy behind Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris. All we can do is say when he was here with Dan Quinn, this is what they did, but that wasn't his defense. They was just a part of it.
Right.
Then he goes and he is the guy as a defensive coordinator with the Rams. You go, okay, what did they do? How did they win the Super Bowl? Well, hell, they went out and got great players. Let's not fool ourselves. Right. They went all in. They already had Aaron Donald. They went out and got Jalen Ramsey. Right. They went and got all these guys, right. Mike, and you had great players. And, yes, the scheme mattered, but you had great players.
Right, they also draft guys. I mean,
they did
Cooper Kupp and those guys in the line.
I'm talking
those,
defensively,
yeah. Right? They drafted a bunch of guys on both sides of that ball. It's not all about like F those picks, like they always joke around about.
Yes. So now you say, okay, coming here, does he have as much talent as he had when he won the Super Bowl with the Rams? The answer is no. Does he have as much talent here as he just left with the Rams? The answer is no.
No.
Okay. The Rams' defense was much better than anticipated last year. So how do you get there? And how? What is the plan? And that's what the part of this is, the part that Mike and I continue to go back and forth about, and even many of you about, okay, well, if the plan is we got to get more pass rush, then this is an easy answer. If the plan is, hell, our defense gave up too many big plays in the secondary last year, or even the last few years, if they're watching all this tape and they say, we got to get better back there.
I mean, two things. The secondary, the number one thing that's going to help, wherever we draft a corner, whether it's first round, you've got to be able to get the quarterback cannot have the kind of time that he's had the last few years against us. You know, going all the way back, taking all the way back to when Heinicke was on the Redskins, or the Commanders, whatever the hell they were called, the
and
WTFs.
And he beat us.
You know, and that was like, 10 seconds back there as he throws that, like, that duck into the end zone. We just can't get any pressure on the quarterback. And to me, and I know it's the debate, some teams feel you build. Dimitroff always felt, I go corners and I'll figure it out. No, you've got to get those dudes. And the question is, they went and got Kobe Turner and Brian Young last
drafted.
Year
yes.
In the third round after, you know, again, they saw, and I don't know if the Rams scouting department is better than ours, or Raheem had some of his input in that war room on draft night. Because if Raheem did, I want some of that special sauce brought into this draft, because then we can do the same. And then we can go corner in the first round and not be worried about Dallas Turner's value or this or that.
Yeah, and that is why we're trying to figure this out. Now, Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, sat down with Steve Wyche from NFL Network. They were talking about a variety of things, and one of the things that they spoke about, speaking of secondary, is A.J. Terrell and the fact that he's coaching A.J. Terrell again. He is the head coach. Obviously, Jimmy Lake is going to be the defensive coordinator. A.J.'s familiar with the guys that will be back there with him in the secondary and coaching him up because they're still going to be the same guys for the most part. But this is what Raheem said about A.J.
I left A.J. here when we drafted him as a rookie, and he was one of the most impressive guys that I've been around from a rookie standpoint, from especially in the secondary, with the maturity, how he played, how he worked, and I can't wait to move forward with him. But watching Jesse last year play was outstanding. He got a chance to go to Atlanta and really show the world who he was and how much of a playmaker he is, how smart he is, how unique he is. I'm really ecstatic to work with him as well. And that room period, you know, really fires me up.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys think that, like, that's our number one problem. I'm with Mike on this. I don't think the secondary is. Jesse did a hell of a job. He's the leader mm-hmm. back there. If you're telling me he's going to make everybody better back there from just a leadership and understanding mm-hmm. standpoint, he's a film rat. I mean, like, always watching and trying to figure out. That's how he got all those picks, guys. Mm-hmm. Some of that's, the, you know, people say it's luck. No, that is preparation, and that is knowing what teams
film
want
study,
to do
right.
in certain down and distance situations. So I'm with him, but if you feel like we need another corner to go along with A.J., and Mike, what is the decision on A.J., by the way? Because when I say this, I'm talking about how much are we talking about to keep him?
Yeah, and it's not like you're going to get like a three-year deal. These guys, when you get your big deal, it's going to be a five-year deal. So I'm curious. I mean, he's been solid. We just had the same conversation about Jake Matthews, but I don't think it should reset the market for defensive backs, you know, for corners, I should say. But A.J. Terrell right now technically lines up with Clark Phillips on the other side. Obviously, Clark had a really bad end of the season down in New Orleans. We like his upside, but you still got to go get another corner. And I think Clark, the logical spot for him, slides in the nickel. Would you agree?
Yes.
And then we already talked about Bates. I don't know. Do we need a safety? I think we'd like DeMarco Helms and Richie Grant backing him up. Helms came on strong last year as a late pick from Alabama.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Helms, playmaker. And he made plays in the preseason. I mean, again, it's regular season, but what he did is showed us that he's capable. I may not be as worried about the secondary, but if you feel like that is an area you want to upgrade and the corner rate's higher at 8 than the other guys that we're talking about, mm-hmm. you take him.
The other thing is, and we're talking about pass rush, I brought this up with Chris on Friday, but so, you know, you're off on throwing it at you. When we picked up Lorenzo Carter, remember the Giants didn't pick up his fifth-year option. We got him. He's been here 2 years now. Maybe he flourishes under Raheem Morris. I mean, a dude looks like he should be just an all-world player. He's got the physical size and everything. I know we've talked a lot about, you know, Ebba Cady is going to pop and we're going to continue Zach Harrison. What if they put Lorenzo Carter in a place to succeed that maybe, I mean, he's, you know, he's in the prime of his career. He's 28. Yep. Size-wise, look, Georgia fans know what he's about. It's a guy we never talk about.
True.
And that would maybe new set of eyes, coaching staff you just talked about, maybe they can use him to get the edge and get the quarterback on the freaking ground.
Listen, and Zoe's got such a great attitude. He's a fun dude to talk to. And you know, when we got a chance to visit with him last year, he's just trying to figure it out, man. Like, listen, and he was a high draft pick, Mike. You know, here's a guy that mm-hmm. did that. Lived through it, and now...
No, he was actually third round. Lorenzo was third round.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he was
third round. I know you mean. Yeah, he was third round.
I'm thinking about...
I know.
Our other edge rusher. No. I'm thinking about... Right. Yes, Ebba Cady. But Lorenzo's he's a guy that says, I'm just trying to figure it out. When he talked about this to us last year, what he was saying was, you know, yeah, I feel like I still have a lot more upside. I feel like there's a more to give, mm-hmm. but at the same time, he wasn't dictating playing time. He wasn't dictating snaps. When you're out there, Mike, you can only do what you can do. And so if you're telling me there's going to be this belief that Zoe can be more than just a rotational player, because that's what you're saying.
Right. No, look, I get it. Before you even hit me up with it, the tweets or the text guys, he's not produced a lot of sacks in his career. His best year was 5 with the Giants a couple years ago.
Yep.
He had 3 sacks last year. He's a dude. He's just, I mean, he's a good dude, but he's just a dude.
He's a guy.
But would he maybe, with a new set of eyes and some games, some scheme. Because as I said, if you ever see the guy in practice, you say, how's this guy not like a 12-sack guy?
Yeah.
And he just looks that part.
The one scenario I won't come off of, and this gets us to what Raheem said about what the plan is with Kyle Pitts, is that if one of these wide receivers are there, specifically Marvin Harrison, it's not even a conversation. You take him. Okay.
Yeah, and you hope your scouting department, because I will say this, all the mock, and again, I'm not posting these mocks, I'm constantly mocking. Carl mocks me. But I will say this, there's a bunch of guys we spoke about with our draft analysts the last few weeks. The second tier of guys are all gone by the beginning of the third round. So you do have to go maybe move up, Carl, to get if you don't go after it in the first round or second round. But if again, if you could just copy what the Rams did last year, man, you got 17 and a half sacks out of two dudes in the third round.
Yeah, they're players though, man. I mean, like it's one thing to go to a place where, and this is again, you get back to Raheem and that special sauce. It's one thing to go to a place. Guys got to know how to use you, man. Like, there's a lot of guys who come into the league and they are very talented and they can do some things. But if you go to the wrong place, Mike, you never get to flourish like you should. And that is the benefit of those rookies with the Rams. And we'll see what they look like this year. You know, what was it? Was it scheme? How much is going to change down at Raheem? And it's pretty much his staff is left there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not talking about the offensive side with Sean McVay. I'm specifically talking about the defensive side. All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris talking with Steve Weiss. What's the plan to get Kyle Pitts the ball?
When you think about Kyle Pitts, you know what he is. You know, big, friendly target that can catch the ball and run, make the impossible catches in the red zone. There's going to be a plan to use those guys. There's going to be a plan to get those guys all involved, particularly him. You know, he'll be a focal point of what we want to do. We're not going to sit here and give you any outrageous stat of how many times we're going to give him the ball, but he'll certainly be a part of it. He is well-versed in what he wants to do and how he wants to play, and now he's just getting better and maturing even more since I've been in the building now.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about Kyle Pitts, and listen, I'm critical of all our players because we expect them to be great. He's still so young. He's young.
Like 20 when he started, right?
Correct. He was 20 years old when he was drafted. Like, we talk about guys being in their prime, and Mike just mentioned Zoe. So you tell me at 28, which is usually the case, guys are in their prime. He's not even close to that. So that's the one thing I would say about Kyle is he's still so very young. But with all that talent, and hopefully as he continues to mature and better quarterback play, he is going to be a guy that flourishes in this new, you know, Robinson offense, Mike, where they try to get him the ball. And listen, I don't think it should be any secret that you get the ball to your playmakers. I don't think it should be any secret.
Well, that's the thing. And Chris just, you know, saying in our ear, I mean, fifth-year option is not a slam dunk like it used to be. You know, this organization used to always pick up the fifth-year option because it's almost like maybe we made the wrong decision. We're not going to admit we made the wrong decision. We're going to validate the wrong decision by giving the guy an extension. I thought, you know, when they went and gave Trufant the deal, I didn't think Trufant – I would have let Trufant go test the market.
Yeah, let it play it out.
It would be, what, $11 million fifth-year option on Pitts.
All right, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Better get $11 million of touchdowns.
It's 11
yeah.
TDs?
Yeah, 11. Yeah, TDs. Show us your TDs.
11 TDs.
Indeed. Hey, man, what NBA player tanks a free throw to give the he's a visiting team player, to give the home team a special treat? We'll tell you all about that. And also, the story, which I thought was pretty interesting last, big, you know, CBS promotes this TV show for like weeks and only to pull the plug on it right in the middle of it. We'll explain what I'm talking about. Guy Talks coming up next on Dukes of Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for fun. Time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for Shenanigans. Yeah! Yes! Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where the players play. Yeah, Carl and I were just saying, what a beautiful day today. Monday is why you live in Atlanta, right? I mean, the Masters, the weather was perfect. Once you get the wind and all the funkiness out of the way, which is absolutely beautiful. 82 and sunny today. Pollen's still out there. I know I'm going, but other than that, it's great. Perfect weekend. And by the way, today is tax day. Not so perfect. I know you got it in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your people got it in.
They got it in. Exactly. Yes. Right. Yes. No, they got it in. Yes. I asked Oren, and I asked Turtle. I was like, you guys good? And they were like, yeah, we got. So, fellas, you getting some money back, right? Hopefully? Yeah?
No.
No?
No?
Chris?
I don't know what Oren did wrong, but yeah, I got a nice little chunk back.
Good. Well, guess who's paying for that? Me and Carl.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Because we're paying taxes.
Wait, no, don't thanks me. I'm paying money myself. No, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. And by the way, part of the, you know, thanks to you guys, we did get some great news today, just real quick. And we can't do it without you. I know Carl says it all the time on Dukes and Bell. Without you, there is no us. And we've always been, you know, top three in the market in our demographic. We get, you know, bonuses for these demographics, and ours is men 25 to 54. And it's big for us, obviously. It's kind of all the big sports talk stations. That's the measuring stick. Today, we got some great news.
We're number one. I mean, what do you want me to say?
We've been so close.
You want me to pound my chest a little bit and tell you that we're number one?
Well,
hello, other station. We're number one. You want me to pound my chest?
Yeah, they're like 18, by the way. The other station.
We've been telling you guys we're number one. We've been the number one sports show, but we are literally number one in our demo, to Mike's point. Listen, it's all about you guys. And this is why we're so grateful. When you come out to our events, you see us, you come hang out with us. We are very grateful. But at the end of the day, Mike, yes, it feels good. It feels damn good.
And we've always been this close. But, yeah, so that's awesome. Thanks to you guys, whether, as Carl said, I've seen you guys at ball games. When you come out to the events, we're going to be, by the way, at Taco Mac in
Woodstock.
On Wednesday, we go see Mick, our good friend Mick, the former caddy.
He's so funny.
From down under. We got to get him on the air, man. He's
so funny.
Because it's just, you know, because it's just over after Masters Week, and he was on the tour. He was on the bag for a couple of dudes.
That's right.
So we will get him on there, and so we'll talk. But yeah, today is tax day. So make sure you get at least your tax return. You know, but most guys do it digitally these days. In the old days, you have to get it, like, you know, stamped to the post office by, you know, midnight or whatever it was, 10 o'clock. So get it in. And then also today is Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah,
everybody in the show will be wearing 42 on their back. And I know it's my father was a Brooklyn Dodger fan growing up in the city. But did you know? There is an Atlanta Braves connection to the Jackie Robinson store.
Which is, he's from Georgia.
Correct.
Yeah.
And when he played his first game in the bigs, when Branch Rickey made the call, is against the Boston Braves.
Ah.
I did not know that.
Okay.
I did not know that. No, but yes. So, yeah, it was the Boston Braves on this date in 1947. A walk went over 3, scored a run, was part of a double play with Pee Wee Reese.
Okay.
Eddie Stanky. But the Brooklyn Dodgers go on to beat the Boston Braves 5-3, and Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier, and the rest is history. All right, man. A couple of stories for you. This one, I had to laugh, and thanks to Oren for finding this online. Houston Rockets, Boban Marjanovic, big dude, 7'4". He's done some TV commercials, right? There's one where he's like in a supermarket, he's reaching for stuff. He goes, I can get that.
Yeah, you know, he looks dorky, right?
Yeah, he's in John Wick as well.
Yes, he is.
He's a likable big giant from Eastern Europe. Well, the Rockets Center gave the fans at Crypto.com Arena a big surprise. Apparently, the Clippers run a promotion. If somebody misses a pair of free throws in the fourth quarter, you get some free chicken. Clippers give all fans inside the area a free Chick-fil-A sandwich if a visiting player misses 2 free throws in the fourth quarter of a game. So, in other words, make some noise, get on it. So, apparently, Bowman was aware of this.
Yeah.
And he goes to the stripe, and here's what it sounded like.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially
Beeson free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's the man of the people. He's the man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
He's a man of the people. Free chicken for all the Clippers fans. Now, in case you're wondering, nothing was on the line because the Clippers were locked into their playoff position and the Rockets had already been eliminated.
Yeah.
After a great run, by the way, by, was it Ime Udoka? The coach did a hell of a job this season down the stretch with this team. But there was nothing. So he didn't tank anything. That right. had no effect on anything in the standings or obviously in the game because it didn't matter.
And that's a great call. My buddy Craig Ackerman does the Rockets stuff there. That's a funny, funny call. I think, Mike, Chick-fil-A does the same thing for the Hawks here.
Right.
They do the same thing. If there is a missed free throw in the fourth, two missed right free throws. On. And the only reason I know this is because everybody's like, is it on the app yet? Because it shows up on your app
right
as a free chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
So.
I remember, like, we love these deals. The funny one was, like, when Moe's was going to give you, like, how many dollars off your, like, home wrecker, right? The big burrito, wasn't that what it was? But unfortunately, they didn't realize United was going to score, like, 7 goals in some of these games. So, welcome to Moe's. So they had to walk that back a little bit. I think it was by the second season, right, Oren? So it's still a great deal. But, yeah, I mean, that Philadelphia game, or no, that Boston game a couple years ago, you and I were going to take scooters to the game.
Oh, yeah,
that?
That's right.
Yeah, and then I literally, I'm rolling in, coming down Northside. Traffic was bad, and you hear, ah, I'm like, damn it, I missed the goal. Luckily, it'll be 6 more. It wasn't that big a deal. Hey, speaking of, this is funny. This was a promoted concert. I know on CBS, I saw the, and we played some of the promos for it on our station, Billy Joel, live from the Garden. This 100th concert from Madison Square Garden. So did Billy Joel and his people not get with the network, and they said you can't run long? Because he's going into Piano Man. It's the encore. And this happened. Take a listen.
Because he knows that it's me they've been coming to see to forget about life.
Next, Donald Trump's historic criminal trial.
Just like that? Just like that? No goodbye?
The East Coast dumped out at 11:30. They had to get in their local news.
Wow.
This reminds me of, what was it, a couple years ago when we had the Grammys and they had that huge tribute to the 50 years of hip-hop.
Right.
And Big Boy comes out to do the Outkast part. And all of a sudden it cuts off, and this is so bad. I hear Mike Conti's voice doing an Atlanta United commercial, and I miss Big Boy because they flash the commercial instead. Then they come back like 30 seconds later, and the Big Boy part's done.
Oh.
This is no part and thought of Mike Conti, but he was the voice I heard when they cut away from Big Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, so they basically just dumped. I mean, he played for like another 5 songs after this at the concert, but yeah, somehow on some way, CBS was making such a big deal about this, and they jumped right out of the concert in the middle of the encore.
That's brutal.
In Piano Man.
That's brutal. Now, I did not watch any. Did you watch any of it?
I watched like a little bit, but I mean,
he played for what, 2 hours?
Yeah, I've seen Billy Joel. I saw him last time he was here. I think it was either State Farm or Phillips Arena at the time. I took my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and they loved it. I've seen Billy Joel about a dozen times. He always puts on a great show, and he did last night and having fun with it. But anyway, but you just didn't get to see the end if you're watching on CBS.
Wow.
Hey, man, some other stuff up for you. We're big fans. I don't know about you. I love a good air show. I love watching airplanes. I'm a little kid, but when I go to the airport, my wife will be like, if we're going to like Gordon Biersch or like if you and I are sitting in the airport.
Planes taking off and stuff.
I'm like, I want to look at the airplanes. Yeah. I was like, dude, what are you, like 12? I want to look at the airplanes. So the reason I bring this up is Blue Angels are coming to town next week. Not this weekend. It's the weekend of the draft.
Very nice.
They're going to be in Vidalia. I saw this today on Channel 2 this morning. I was watching. So if you're into that, so I love those air shows. But when the Blue Angels do all that.
That's crazy.
And some folks, you get to see them if you're down in Pensacola or in the Panhandle. You just see them flying anyway. But that will be pretty cool. Blue Angels. Over the big, gigantic Vidalia Onion Festival, Carl, which is going to be happening the week of it's the weekend, April 27th to 28th, so 2 weeks.
And you need to be within sight of it.
Let's see here. Yeah, I guess you just roll down there. They're going to show. I'm looking for tickets. I'm reading this on Channel 2.
Yeah.
There's a link if you go to Channel 2's website if you're looking for tickets.
I don't know how often they do it now, but as a kid growing up as a military brat, they used to do these shows all the time, and you would just go. When I say all the time, it was more frequent, Mike. Like you probably saw 2 or 3 shows a year where they would just show up at a particular, you know, Air Force base. and do these shows. And it was amazing. But even as a kid, like, I'm with you. I was always fascinated. The takeoffs and the landings and all that stuff. I'm with you.
Are you guys into that stuff? When I was a kid, it was the Hawker Harrier. Like, we have the Marines use them. The vertical plane.
Yeah.
And it just, dude, the loudest freaking thing I ever heard. I was like 5 years. Blew your mind. The old airs, they do the Air and Sea Showdown at Fort Lauderdale at Shell Sponsors. It's always. Anyway, yes, I love this stuff. I'm a nerd for aviation. Anyway, speaking of which. Airport, Hartsfield-Jackson, the rankings just came out, continues to be the world's busiest airport. Number one. A matter of fact, over 104.7 million passengers came through Hartsfield-Jackson last year.
That's a lot of folks.
But you know what? I mean, listen, I know we have our issues because the parking right now is a crap show, and it's going to get better. But, Mike, isn't that a good thing for our city? This is something that we can be proud of?
I mean, I know that it's for people out there, whenever we're on a flight, and, you know, we're coming from Vegas, you and I, you're traveling for work with Bally and stuff, and there'll always be somebody who's like, you live in Atlanta? Yes. Am I going to make it to the E-Gate? Probably not.
Yeah, that's true. people running off the plane trying to make their connection.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it does, for those who don't know the airport, it is a little daunting. Hartsfield-Jackson, number one. Dubai International Airport is number two. DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, comes in at three. London Heathrow, and then Tokyo Haneda comes in at number five.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're still the big volume guys, man. So everybody, and again, it's a busy, where I live, everybody's in the airline industry as well. By the way, I got to tell you, don't tell Delta I had to cheat on it for the Indy 500.
What happened?
Tickets were like through the roof on Delta.
Yeah.
Why am I whispering? I'm on a radio station.
Well, you don't want Delta folks to hear.
No, I mean, we always fly Delta jets.
Where are you flying? Don't tell me you're flying JetBlue.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
Oh, well, listen, you get good deals on Southwest.
I try to be a loyal Delta customer, but I know that's a premium weekend for the Memorial Day weekend Indy 500. They got you over barrels.
It is. All the airlines jack their rates.
I just said to Carl, why don't you say this on the radio?
First bag is free on Southwest.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said it on the radio.
Really,
yeah, why did I just say that on the radio? All my neighbors are going to be like, shame. That would be like, you know, be like that scene in Game of Thrones. Shame. Shame. Coming to my cul-de-sac. That's Guy Talk. Don't forget, I just talked to our buddy Taylor, the brewmaster.
Yes.
Watermelon Lime is coming out in about 2 weeks. So the Watermelon Lime will be hitting the stores. He's brewing it as we speak, Carl.
All right.
Let
it sit to perfection. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We promise we're not cutting Billy Joel off like the... okay. I lied. Coming up, Falcon Report is on the way. We will discuss. We are 10 days away, guys, from the NFL draft. And what did Raheem Morris have to say about our new quarterback? You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.